Dear listener, I'm glad to present you a poster on our work on the following topic, analysis of the authenticity indicators of the leaves of Newfoundlandia, and assessment of the prospects for using the indicator of the population presence of Newfoundlandia to determine the ecological well-being of the reservoir. In the Russian Federation, Newfoundlandia is included in the red books of various regions. For example, for the Krasnodar region, the plant is already defined as vulnerable. A significant decrease in the population presence of Newfoundlandia can be avoided by using the above water floating leaves of the plant as a new medicinal raw material instead of its rhizomes. According to the studies of recent years, extracts of the leaves of Newfoundlandia have a good pharmacological potential for use. For instance, it has anti-inflammatory, antiviral, anti-leishmaniasis effects, and anti-trypanosomal, bactericidal, and even anti-tumoral activity, which has been demonstrated in vivo and in vitro studies. In addition to these advantages of leaves of Newfoundlandia, harvesting of this type of raw material is less harmful to the environment compared with its rhizomes. When harvesting rhizomes, population is restored very slowly. The main vegetative method of reproduction of Newfoundlandia is lost in that case. And as for seed propagation, it's less productive. And in some studies it was shown that seed germination is very low. Also, the diversity and abundance of Dorbanthus is disrupted, for which rhizomes are the main substrate and food, even outside the growing season. That is why the above water leaves of Newfoundlandia are more environmentally friendly medicinal raw materials compared with the rhizomes of this plant. But in case of using it, we should standardize the new type of raw material. Leaves of Newfoundlandia are collected on Pihorka River in Moscow region in our case. They are simple, ovoid oval with heart-shaped base and rounded apex. The size of leaves varies greatly. We emphasize that we shouldn't determine the taste of the plant since it contains dangerous alkaloids. Microscopy of the above water leaves of Newfoundlandia revealed three main diagnostic signs: numerous simple warty trichomes and anomatetic stomatal complexes on the upper epidermis, and hydropodes on the lower epidermis of the leaf. Qualitative reactions prove the presence of alkaloids and tannins, saponins and flavonoids in the extracts of the leaves. In microcrystalline reactions of chloroform ammonia extraction, after adding hydrochloric acid, of course, with reagents of Drugendorf, Lugol, picric, and phosphomolybdic acids, crystals in the form of jagged or simple crosses of different sizes could be observed, which is probably a feature of the alkaloids of Newfoundlandia and can be additionally used as a pharmacopeial indicator of the authenticity of that kind of raw materials.